You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This morning, we are lucky enough to be speaking with Lord Echo. He is debuting his second album. Well, not debuting. His second album is being released today. It is called Harmonies, and we're going to be speaking to him on air right now. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Hannah. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm pleased you were playing. I was just wondering what that song was that you were just playing, Chicano Batman.
It's great track, yeah.
It's killer. And I saw it last night, the guy who recorded that record.
No way.
Saying how great it was. Well, just on social media, I wasn't talking to him.
Oh, okay, right. I thought you were like
I
having
a... I just followed him on Instagram, yeah. Leon Michaels from the L. Michaels Affair, and he was saying what a great record it is. And gosh, it really does sound really good. I'm going to have to check
it is a great record. I discovered it maybe a couple of weeks ago through the lovely Bandcamp, where you get to discover a lot of things. Actually, that's where I discovered you, to be honest.
Is that right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I do really like Bandcamp as a platform. It's great, I think.
It is great. You were featured on one of the Bandcamp Weekly podcasts, and then I was no way, this guy's a Kiwi. And it kind of all started from there. But anyway, thanks so much for speaking with us this morning.
And my pleasure.
Congratulations on the release of your new album, Harmonies. How does it feel to kind of have it released out into the open now?
It feels really, really great, actually, I have to say. I woke up this morning... It's sunny in Wellington for the first day, and I don't know how long. So that's good. But no, I do feel really good because this record was a real pain in the ass to make and to drive me half mad or completely mad at times. So it feels good because now I can kind of just walk away.
Yeah.
And it's and my job here is done, kind of thing, which feels really good. And it's just exciting because now I can start to work. For me personally, because now I can start to make some new music.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the weird thing about making, making an album or a large kind of body of work is that I really haven't been able to make any new music for the past couple of years at least, because you just have to kind of keep working on the same thing, otherwise you never get it finished. So, anyway.
Do you find it's a kind of love-hate relationship then, this whole process of making an album?
Oh, definitely. I would much prefer to not finish any music or release it and just do it for as long. Because, the thing is, it's really fun when you first... The feeling you get when you're first making a song and it's all working is... It's an ecstatic kind of feeling. And everything after that is pretty awful. So if you could just do it for as long as it felt ecstatic and fun, then it would be ideal. But I guess that would be extremely selfish. And, it's the good thing about putting in the work and finishing things is that you can do something for other people and can, hopefully spread some small amount of joy and enjoyment.
Well, there is a lot of
society.
There is a lot of joy within that album. I listened to it last night and I was just chilling out on the bed and feeling really, really good. Because
great.
You use so many different kind of elements of music, which was something that I really wanted to ask you about is how did you kind of decide on what sound you wanted and then kind of pull that all together?
It's not so much a conscious thing. I think it's just the result of the life I've lived and the music I've listened to while living it, I guess. I mean, a lot of the different styles of music are, I guess they're completely foreign to me in terms of I just hear them as kind of disembodied music divorced from the societies and the cultures that produce them, which is a little weird in some ways, but that's the same, I think, for a lot of New Zealand artists being so isolated. But anyway, so, I listen to this music, I love it, I try to play it and and study it, I guess. I study the music just by listening to it, but I really listen to, pay attention, listen to certain things over and over again to try and understand the better. And after, I guess, a good period, a good decade plus of doing that with these various styles of music, they become, certain elements of them become embodied in you, I think. And so when you then pick up instruments or go to make music or produce it. When, you know, when stuff starts to come out of you, when ideas start to come out of you, then that stuff, the embodied kind of stuff, just comes out.
Yeah.
And I suppose there's a little bit of, and then there's a little bit of kind of consideration involved of just trying to find mixes of things that work. But I think ultimately it's kind of a quite a wholesome kind of holistic life process more than anything else.
Well, I mean, one thing I found is just within one piece of music, there's just so many different kind of musical layers. You know, you hear a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and then it all kind of just builds up and forms this body of sound. And did you have to work with a varying amount of different musicians to be able to pull all those instruments together into your songs?
No, I just play them all myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Apart from the horns.
Yeah.
No, I would like to, but I think I find that a lot of the writing process for me is kind of is the recording process in many ways. So, like,
right.
I'll record. You know, I spend a lot of time on things like bass lines. I might just record a million bass lines on a song until I find something that seems to work, and then I'll go do the same thing for the keyboard parts and then the guitar part, and then I'll realize that, oh, now that these things have changed, I might need to go back and alter that bass line. So it does take a long time, and you just kind of, each time you add something, you've got to make sure it relates to everything else to kind of to give it that sense of unity and togetherness. That's where.
Did you want more? Because when I listened to your album, mostly I heard quite a bit of instrumentation. Did you want your tracks to be kind of centered around the instruments without kind of involving many vocal layers to it?
Yeah, I quite like instrumental.
It's nice, eh?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like singing along to a song, and there's nothing like voices singing in harmony. That is a special thing all of its own that I think is certainly ranks pretty highly among the musical experiences that one can have. But instrumental music, I find it leaves so much room for your own imagination, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, vocals tend to, if they're good, tend to take up a lot of the attention, and also lyrics tend to paint a clearer kind of picture in your mind. Whereas I think instrumental music, it leaves more room for your own kind of personal interpretation, I think, or feelings to just kind of arise. So I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. I think it's nice because it kind of means that you can take the music wherever, if you know what I mean. Like, you can take it into any space and you can kind of be in any form of mood.
Yeah.
And you can still listen to it and to grasp something completely different from it.
Yeah.
Whereas in maybe with vocals, it's very particular on, without like saying that it is, it's quite particular on where you're listening to it, how you're feeling, because it almost does determine slightly what position you're going to be in when you're listening to it.
Yeah, I completely agree. And that's why I think, I've tried to have more vocals on this record, because I know maybe the majority of listeners don't feel like that. Like, your average kind of music listener, I feel like, naturally responds more to the human voice, for obvious reasons, and which is why, you know, vocal music is more popular. So I have made a bigger effort this time to give people more something to hold on to a bit more if they're not fans of instrumental music. But I think that's come out pretty well, really.
I mean, I like
all the vocals that are on there.
Yeah, they're not too much.
No.
They're there, and they do a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes all you need is, like, there's one little song which is, it's just got two lines in it, and sometimes that's all you need is just a little reminder of humanity in there, you know?
Your debut album, it was called Melodies, and now this album is called Harmonies, and I just kind of wanted to ask, do these two albums, do they go hand in hand? Do they have any relationship with each other?
Yes, they do. I think my voice almost broke then. Yeah, they do. I, It's actually my third record. The second one everybody kind of missed.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault. I think it's more my lack of marketing skills or lack of giving a damn. And the second one was called Curiosities. So as you can tell, yes, they all sound the same. I don't know why. I just had this idea in my mind that I would make three albums, that they would look the same, which they do, that they would have the same sounding names, which they do, and that they would sound the same, which they mostly do. And I don't know why. I just kind of thought it would be slightly amusing, and just to me. And I thought, everyone's, people are always trying to do with their next record, I'm going to try and do something really different and, challenge myself and challenge my listeners and I don't know. And I just thought, what would happen if you tried? Yeah. Well, I just thought, what would happen if you tried to make the same record three times? Because that would be quite challenging as well. I mean, how much can you squeeze out of one idea, or like a limited palette of, I don't know, ideas or sounds or tones, like I think it is quite challenging to, and it has been challenging, just to try and see what new stuff you can make out of the same stuff in a way,
And have you been surprised by how much you have been able to make?
Yeah. I think the challenge is more just staying on track, what I mean? Like, because you naturally you're like, ooh, I want to go and, you get tempted by veering off on all these tangents. And I have tried to stay focused on that kind of original idea. So it does make me feel good finishing this record because I feel like, wow, okay, I did that crazy idea and now I am free to do whatever I like. So
I wanted to finally ask you this a little bit out there, but disco, I hear a lot of touches of disco within the album, which I love because I love disco and I always just get so sad when people don't use the sound of it. What's your relationship with disco music?
I have an interesting relationship with it. I think, I really liked the idea of disco, let's say, 10 years ago, or before the internet, let's say, and before it was easy to find music. I had a couple of tunes that I really loved, a couple of disco tunes, but then every time I'd try to find more of it, I'd be like, the rest of the stuff sucks, because there's, any form of music, what happens initially is something new happens and it's cool and there's probably a scene of some sort and musicians are making it and it's a thing, and then the record industry goes, hey, there's this thing happening, quick, let's jump on it they just want to make money out of it, and they don't usually know, so they just kind of, just money comes in and they start to try and figure out why people like it and just do that thing, and so of course that happens, like many other styles of music, that happened to disco, and after a while it just becomes this cliched thing, and that's why there's a lot of crappy disco out there, the later kind of stuff, but initially it was just another form of black dance music, and there's some really incredible music there, and I guess why it was so popular is that white people could dance to it really easy as well, because it had that kind of 4/4 beat, and also there's, on the engineering side of things, the recording, recording end of it, they were recording the kick drum in a whole new way, and putting it in the mix in a way that had never been done before, and these days we're used to that, but then that was a radical new thing, and it does, it's great for dancing too. So to cut a long story, sorry, that was quite a,
it's all
great. Quite a ramble, but I loved some of the stuff, but I couldn't find more of it, and so I just started to try and make it myself, I guess, is what what I tried to do, and now it's much easier to find. You know, you just probably can Google good disco music and you'll come up with endless playlists, but that's kind of what my initial kind of relationship with it, how it began.
Cool. Hey, well, thank you so much, Lord Echo, for speaking with us this morning. And as I said before, congratulations on releasing Harmonies. It's a fantastic album. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning. And are you going to be doing any kind of touring or anything like that with this album?
I am scared of doing gigs because it's like throwing a party at your house, and I'm always just scared that no one will come and it'll mean that no one likes me. So I have somehow managed to avoid doing anything like that, but I will be doing a proper professional world tour in September.
I urge you to.
September, October. But I might have I'm thinking of having a party at my house in a couple of weeks' time.
Awesome.
So maybe if you're in Wellington, you can come.
I don't think I will be, but that's all good. Cool.
Okay.
Hey, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Cool. See you.
See you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.